Measures submitted to the voters. Schools. Mill Valley School District. Bond Measure G. To upgrade classrooms, science labs, and learning technology in Mill Valley Elementary and Middle Schools, repair and replace leaky roofs and windows, improve accessibility for students with disabilities, add solar and replace outdated and inefficient heating, ventilation, electrical, and plumbing systems. Shall Mill Valley School District's measure to issue $194 million in bonds at legal interest rates be adopted, raising approximately $9,300,000 annually while bonds are outstanding, averaging 2.6 cents per $100 of assessed value, with oversight, annual audits, and all funds improving local schools? Bonds yes, bonds no. Impartial analysis by County Council. Mill Valley School District Bond Measure Election, Measure G. This measure was placed on the ballot by the Board of Trustees of the Mill Valley School District. Pursuant to Article 13A, 1B3 of the California Constitution, if this measure is approved by 55% of the votes cast, the Mill Valley School District will be authorized to incur bonded indebtedness of up to $194 million with an interest rate not to exceed the limit set by law. Money raised by bond sales may only be used for the purposes and projects stated in the bond project list set forth in Measure G. These purposes and projects include construction, rehabilitation, and replacement of school facilities, furnishings, and equipment, as well as potential acquisition or lease of real property for school facilities. As required by law, Measure G prohibits using bond proceeds for teacher and administrator salaries or other operating expenses. The district estimates the average projected tax rate necessary to fund the bonds will be 2.616 cents per $100 of taxable value, $26.16 per $100,000 of assessed value, while the bonds are outstanding. This estimate is a projection and could go up or down depending on a number of factors, including the timing and amount of bond sales and changes in assessed property values in the district. If all the bonds are sold, the district estimates total debt service, including the principal and interest, will be approximately $363,800,000. If the bond issuance is authorized, it will commence in fiscal year 2022-23, and the final fiscal year in which it is anticipated that the revenue will be collected is 2057-58. The measure requires annual independent financial audits and spending review by an independent Citizens Oversight Committee. Signed by Brian E. Washington, County Council. The above statement is an impartial analysis of Bond Measure G. If you want a copy of this measure, please call the Marin County Elections Department at 415-473-6456, and a copy will be mailed at no cost to you. Tax rate statement for Bond Measure G regarding proposed $194 million Mill Valley School District General Obligation Bonds. An election will be held in the Mill Valley School District, the district, on June 7, 2022, to authorize the sale of up to $194 million in bonds of the district to finance school facility improvements as described in the measure. If such bonds are authorized and sold, principal and interest on the bonds will be payable only from the proceeds of ad valorem property tax levies made upon the taxable property in the district. The following information is provided in compliance with Sections 9400 and 9404 of the Elections Code of the State of California. Such information is based upon the best estimates and projections presently available from official sources, upon experience within the district, and other demonstrable factors. Based upon the foregoing and projections of the district's assessed valuation, the following information is provided. 1. The best estimate of the average annual tax rate which would be required to be levied to fund this bond issue over the entire duration of the bond debt service based on a projection of assessed valuations available at the time of filing of this statement is $0.026 per $100 of assessed valuation or $26.16 per $100,000 of assessed value. The final fiscal year in which the tax is anticipated to be collected is 2057-58. 2. The best estimate of the highest tax rate which would be required to be levied to fund this bond issue, based on a projection of assessed valuations available at the time of filing of this statement, is $0.030 per $100 of assessed valuation, or $30 per $100,000 of assessed value. It is estimated that such rate would be levied starting in fiscal year 2022-23 and following. 3. The best estimate of the total debt service, including the principal and interest, that would be required to be repaid if all the bonds are issued and sold, is approximately $363.8 million. Voters should note the estimated tax rate is based on the assessed value, not market value, of taxable property on the Marin County's official tax rolls. In addition, taxpayers eligible for a property tax exemption, such as the homeowner's exemption, will be taxed at a lower effective tax rate than described above. Property owners should consult their own property tax bills and tax advisors to determine their property's assessed value and any applicable tax exemptions. The attention of all voters is directed to the fact that the foregoing information is based upon projections and estimates only, which amounts are not maximum amounts and are not binding upon the district. The actual debt service, tax rates, and the years in which they will apply may vary from those used to provide the estimates set forth above due to factors such as variations in the timing of bond sales, the par amount of bonds sold, and market interest rates available at the time of each sale, actual assessed valuations over the terms of the bonds, and other factors. The date and amount of bonds sold at any given time will be determined by the district based on the need for project funds and other considerations. The actual interest rate at which the bonds will be sold will depend on conditions in the bond market at the time of sale. Actual future assessed valuations will depend upon the amount and value of taxable property within the district as determined by the county assessor in the annual assessment and the equalization process. Signed by Kimberly Berman, Superintendent, Mill Valley School District. Argument in favor of Measure G. Vote yes on G to repair and upgrade Mill Valley schools to support high-quality academic instruction. Most of our elementary and middle school facilities and classrooms were built more than 50 years ago and need urgent repairs and safety upgrades. Voting yes on G provides up-to-date classrooms and labs that support quality instruction in critical subjects like science, technology, engineering, arts, and math. Yes on G ensures our schools meet today's educational standards and prepare our students to excel in high school, college, and beyond. Measure G upgrades our local schools to meet the highest environmental standards with renewable energy systems, improved energy efficiency, and water conservation that will be better for our environment, better for our students, and a lower cost to operate. Yes on G will repair and replace leaky roofs, windows, and outdated electrical and plumbing systems. Upgrade science, technology, engineering, and math classrooms, labs, and learning technology to meet advanced instructional standards. Improve accessibility for students with disabilities. Improve energy efficiency and sustainability. Replace outdated heating and ventilation systems to improve air filtration and indoor air quality. Measure G requires strict accountability. An independent citizens' oversight committee, annual audits, and reports to the community ensure funds are spent as promised. Money cannot be used for salaries or pensions. All Measure G funds must be spent on Mill Valley schools and cannot be taken by the state. Voting yes on G will help Mill Valley schools qualify for millions in state matching money that would otherwise go to other schools. Even if you don't have school-age children, improving local schools is a wise investment. Good schools protect our quality of life and home values. Please join parents, teachers, seniors, elected and business leaders, and vote yes on G for great Mill Valley schools. League of Women Voters. Ann Wakely, President, Marin County League of Women Voters. Stephanie Moulton Peters, Marin County Supervisor, District 3. John McCauley, Mayor, City of Mill Valley. Robert Canepa, retired businessman, 60-plus year Mill Valley resident. Tricia Garlock, founder of Kiddo and president of Schools Rule Marin. Argument against Measure G. No argument against Measure G was filed.